My God, Bob Arctor thought. I was into that trip as much as they were. We all got into it together that deep. He shook himself, shuddered, and blinked. Knowing what I know, I still stepped across into that freaked-out, paranoid space with them, viewed it as they viewed it. Muddled, he thought. Murky again. The same murk that covers them covers me. The murk of this dreary dream world we float around in. You got us out of it, he said to Donna.
Out of what?
Donna said, puzzled and sleepy. Not what I am, he thought, or what I know was supposed to take place here today. But this chick, she put my head back together, got all three of us out. A little black-haired chick, wearing a funky outfit who I report on and am shucking and hopefully will be fucking. Another shuck and fuck reality world, he thought, with this foxy girl the center of it. A rational point that unwired us abruptly. Otherwise, where would our heads finally have gone? We, all three of us, had gotten out of it entirely. But not for the first time, he thought. Not even today. You shouldn't leave your place unlocked like that, Donna said. You could get ripped off, and it'd be your own fault. Even the giant capitalist insurance companies say that if you leave a door or a window unlocked, they won't pay. That's the main reason I came in when I saw the note. Somebody ought to be here if it's unlocked like that. How long you been here? Arctor asked her. Maybe she had aborted the bugging, maybe not. Probably not. Donna consulted her $20 electric Timex wristwatch, which he had given her. About 38 minutes. Hey, her face brightened. Bob, I got that wolf book with me. You want to look at it now? Oh, it's got a lot of heavy shit in it, if you can dig it. Life, Barris said, as if to himself, is only heavy and none else. And there is only the one trip, all heavy. Heavy that leads to the grave. For everyone and everything. Did I hear you say you're going to sell your house? Donna asked him. Or was that, you know, me dreaming? I couldn't tell. What I heard sounded spaced out and weird. We're all dreaming, Arctor said. If the last to know he's an addict is the addict, then maybe the last to know when a man means what he says is the man himself, he reflected. He wondered how much of the garbage that Donna had overheard he had seriously meant. He wondered how much of the insanity of the day, his insanity, had been real or just induced as a contact lunacy by the situation. Donna always was a pivot point of reality for him. For her, this was the basic, natural question. He wished he could answer.